Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. And if you'll get your Bibles, you may want to turn to Acts chapter 7 and 8. That's what we're going to be looking at. Acts chapter 6 and 7. We are reading the story of Stephen. The Sunday school lesson we're going to be looking at the end of this reading is about Stephen, the first martyr. But I thought it would be good to go ahead and read his story. And we started on this in our last class session, begin reading in Acts chapter 6 and verse 1. And we have gotten down to Acts chapter 7 and verse 8. And so we'll take up there in just a moment, and you'll want to follow along in your Bible. Now, before we do, I want to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And you're now about to attend class session 762. Now, let me catch up where we were. Stephen was quite the preacher. And in fact, he was such a good preacher, they were confounded at his words, and they brought him on trial and stirred up false witnesses to say that what they were saying was mischaracterizing his teaching, saying that he is preaching Jesus of Nazareth and that Jesus would destroy this place, that is, this temple, and change the customs which Moses delivered to us. And so they that sat at council looked on Stephen, and his face looked as though it were the face of an angel. And he began addressing them very respectfully. Brethren and fathers, hearken. The God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia. And he told the story of Abraham and the promises made to him and the covenant of circumcision. And so that's where we pick up. Acts chapter 7 and verse 8. And he gave him the covenant of circumcision. And so Abraham begat Isaac, and circumcised him the eighth day. And Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat the 12 patriarchs. And the patriarchs moved with jealousy against Joseph, and sold him into Egypt. And God was with him, and the lay delivered him out of his afflictions, and gave him favor and wisdom before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he made him governor over Egypt and all his house. Now there came a famine over all Egypt and Canaan, and great affliction. And our fathers found no sustenance. But when Jacob heard that there was grain in Egypt, he sent forth our fathers the first time. And at the second time, Joseph was made known unto his brethren, and Joseph's race became manifest unto Pharaoh. And Joseph sent and called to him Jacob his father and all his kindred, 315 souls. And Jacob went down to Egypt, and he died, himself and our fathers, and they were carried over unto Shechem, and laid in the tomb that Abraham had bought for a price in silver of the sons of Hamor in Shechem. But as the time of the promise drew nigh, which God vouchsafed unto Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt, until there arose another king over Egypt who knew not Joseph. The same dealt craftily with our race, and ill-treated our fathers, that they should cast out their babies into the inn, that they might not live. At which season Moses was born, and was exceeding fair, and he was nourished 3 months in his father's house. And when he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up, and nourished him for her own son. And Moses was instructed in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and he was mighty in his words and works. But when he was well nigh 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed, smiting the Egyptian. And he supposed that his brethren understood that God by his hand was giving them deliverance, but they understood not. And the day following, he appeared unto them as they strove, and would have set them at one again, saying, Sirs, ye are brethren, why do ye wrong one another? But he that did his neighbor wrong thrust him away, saying, Who made thee a ruler and a judge over us? Wouldst thou kill me as thou killed the Egyptian yesterday? And Moses fled at this saying, and became a sojourner in the land of Midian, where he begat 2 sons. And when 40 years were fulfilled, an angel appeared unto him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai in a flame of fire in a bush. And when Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight. And as he drew near to behold, there came a voice of the Lord, I am the God of thy fathers, the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob. And Moses trembled and durst not behold. And the Lord said unto him, Loose the shoes from thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. I have surely seen the affliction of my people that is in Egypt, and have heard their groaning, and I am come down to deliver them. And now come, I will send thee into Egypt, this Moses whom they refused, saying, Who made thee a ruler and a judge? Him hath God sent to be both ruler and a deliverer, with the hand of the angel that appeared unto him in the bush. This man led them forth, having wrought wonders and signs in Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the wilderness 40 years. This is that Moses who said unto the children of Israel, A prophet shall God raise up unto you from among your brethren like unto me. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel that spake unto him in Mount Sinai and with our fathers who received living oracles to give unto us, to whom our fathers would not be obedient, but thrust him from them, and turned back their hearts into Egypt, saying unto Aaron, Make us gods that shall go before us. And as for this Moses who led us out of the land of Egypt, we know not what is become of him. And they made a calf in those days, and brought a sacrifice to the idol, and rejoiced in the work of their hands. But God turned and gave them up to serve the host of heaven, as it is written in the book of the prophets. Ye did offer unto me slain beasts and sacrifices 40 years in the wilderness, O house of Israel, and ye took up the tabernacle of Molech and the star of the god Rephan, these figures which ye have made to worship them. And I will carry you away beyond Babylon. Our fathers had the tabernacle of the testimony in the wilderness, even as he appointed to whom spake unto Moses that he should make it according to the figure that he had seen, which also our fathers in their turn brought in with Joshua when they entered on the possession of the nations that God thrust out before the face of our fathers unto the days of David, who found favor in the sight of God, and asked to find a habitation for the God of Jacob. But Solomon built him an house. Howbeit, the Most High dwelleth not in houses made with hands, as saith the prophet, The heaven is my throne, and the earth the footstool of my feet. What manner of house will you build me, saith the Lord, or what is the place of my rest? Did not my hand make all these things? Acts chapter 7:51. Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Spirit. As your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? And They killed them that showed before of the coming of the righteous one, of whom ye are now become betrayers and murderers, who received the law as it was ordained by angels, and kept it not. Acts 7:54. Now when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, looked up steadfastly unto heaven, and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens open, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. But they cried out with a loud voice, and stopped their ears, and rushed on him with one accord, and they cast him out of the city, and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their garments at the feet of a young man named Saul, and they stoned Stephen, calling on the Lord, and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he knelt down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Let me continue reading Acts chapter 8, beginning in verse 1. And Saul was consenting unto his death. And there arose on that day a great persecution against the church which was in Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men buried Stephen and made great lamentation over him. Now that gets us down to Acts chapter 8 and verse 2. The Sunday school lesson is about Stephen, the first martyr. The golden text is Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. The devotional reading is the 27th Psalm. It is a Psalm of David. Jehovah is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Jehovah is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers came upon me to eat up my flesh, even mine adversaries and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, even then will I be confident. One thing have I asked of Jehovah, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of Jehovah all the days of my life, and behold the beauty of Jehovah, and inquire in his temple. For in the day of trouble he will keep me secretly in his pavilion. In the covert of his tabernacle will he hide me. He will lift me upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. And I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto Jehovah. Acts 27:7. Hear, O Jehovah, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou sayest, Seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, Thy face, Jehovah, will I seek. Hide not thy face from me. Put not thy servant away in thy anger. Thou hast been my help. Cast me not off, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then Jehovah will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Jehovah, and lead me in the plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over to the will of mine adversaries, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted, unless I had believed to see the goodness of Jehovah in the land of the living. Wait for Jehovah. Be strong, and let thy heart take courage. Yea, wait thou for Jehovah. Well, that is the reading and the golden text and the devotional reading for this lesson. And we're going to continue this in our next class about Stephen, the first martyr, as it's told to us in Acts chapters 6 and 7. As I look at this, we'll have geographical notes and helps and hints for the teacher. But that'll be in our next class.